Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of rhythm and religion. When our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was through work songs, field hollers. These were the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues and jazz and rock and roll. And even some of the music that we hear today, it all has a root in traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there each week so that you can see what's going on at Gospel Gold. On the Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold, and you'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program. Now, all of our programs are archived. That means that you can go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page at any time and find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that link. It will take you directly to that program. Each program has a separate link. So you have to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page every week to find the link for that program for that particular week. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour melody of songs. It's far too rich, far too stimulating. There's a very powerful music that has given people of God a firm foundation to continue to believe in Him and move forward, deal with adversity after adversity, and still know that God is on our side. So we invite you to go to our Facebook page. We invite you to tell others about Gospel Gold so that they may tune in each Monday at 12 noon. Monday at 12 noon, we bring you the very best at what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. It is our custom to pray before our program. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight or something be played that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. There is a call-in number if you would like to speak to me directly in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and speak directly to me in the studio. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to introduce our program for today, but first, let's listen to this.
How do we see?
Of Gospel Gold. Our season will end next Monday. Next Monday, we'll do our Christmas edition of Gospel Go. We want you to tune in for that. We're going to be playing some very special Christmas music this year. And we do have a guest that will be joining us as well. So we want you to join us next Monday as we end the Gospel Go season of 2023 with our Christmas edition of Gospel Go. So today we're just playing some music that is in the in our repertoire that we didn't get a chance to play during the course of the season. We play so much music. Gospel Go is only an hour program, and so you can only play so much music. But I wanted to clear some of the music off that we had intended to play this season, but we didn't get a chance to play. And I wanted to also thank some of the people who have been so helpful and instrumental in keeping Gospel Go going this whole season. So we're going to be doing some of that, nothing in particular. Normally I would feature one or two artists for this program, but today we're just going to play a variety of gospel music, if you will. But before I do that, I want to go to the fact that we lost Bishop Carlton Pearson a couple of weeks ago, a great man of the gospel, great preacher, gospel singer, choir leader. He resurrected the Azusa experience. Those of you who have not heard of Azusa should Google it. Go Google Azusa. He resurrected the Azusa experience. He was a great man, powerful man in the gospel recording industry and in the church itself. And we lost him a few weeks ago. And I wanted to just give a few minutes of homage to him on Gospel Go as we start our program.
Father, we give you praise for your special name among men, for the sweet fragrance of faith that we feel in the house now, that this building is charged with faith. Faith to move every mountain. Faith that dispels fear, superimposes itself over its reverse, which is fear. Thank you that you have supernaturally emptied our hearts of all fear and filled them up with the God kind of faith. Not just faith in God, but the faith of God. Thank you that demons are trembling, that cancers and tumors and cysts have to disappear, that deliverance has come to this house and all of our homes. Thank you that our families are delivered, our money is returned, our households are set in order. This is our millennium and this is our jubilee. We give you praise. You have rebuked the devourer for our sake. You have cast the devils out of our minds. You've anointed us to say yes to the counsel of your will. Your power prevails. Continue to minister deliverance to this house. Each one watching, listening, hearing, feeling. Pity the groans of your little ones everywhere. And bring deliverance to all. We magnify your name, the name of Jesus. Everybody say hallelujah. Come on, say it again, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you and be seated.
Exalted, I could have given up in this race. God knows I've been with and I've been without enemies standing round about. I've been under severe attacks, but there's never been a time when God didn't have my back. Something good is coming out of this. Yeah, yeah.
Gospel Gold Vault, we, as I said today, are playing some of the music that we wanted to play during the regular season, but we did not have the time. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is only a one-hour program, and there's only so much music you can play in 1 hour. And that's the way we want it, because this is not a DJ format. I am not a DJ. I'm not a professional DJ. I do not have those skills, but Gospel Gold is a program of history. It's a program where we introduce and reintroduce the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. And so all this year and all next year, we will be doing the same thing. Our program will start again around the end of March or the 1st of April. We'll start our new season. And we've even opened up a new part of the Gospel Gold Vault. We will be playing some of the older songs that we didn't have not played before here on Gospel Gold. And we're going to be playing some of the music that a lot of people have heard only on the radio back in the day in the 50s and the 60s and in the 70s. But we want to make sure that we let you know that Gospel Gold is a program about history. It's a program about the achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. It's about those African rhythms. It's about those African chants. All of that came from the motherland. We received great response from our last program last week, Gospel from the Motherland. If you have not heard that, go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and click on that link. You'll surely enjoy the music our brothers and sisters have given us from Africa. And so we have a plethora of music that we play here on Gospel Gold. So it's not just about American gospel. We also play Caribbean gospel. We also play African gospel, European gospel. And we always want to feature the great achievements that our people have made. We've opened a new area in the Gospel Gold Vault. One of the people that we're going to be featuring in 2024 is Ethel Waters, the great actress, the great singer. In her achievements and the things that she has done in Hollywood and the things she has done in the gospel recording industry. Here's Ethel Waters, recorded in 1969, Where Jesus Is.
Hi. Bless your heart. You know, babies, that's where I have to greet you. The Lord's been so good to me this year. Just think, I was in New York, thanks to my precious baby back here, Billy. Oh, I just love that boy so. And he's made it possible. He has made it possible for me to be able to stand up here and tell you, all you wonderful children, how much I love my Jesus. Oh, it's just great. And I just want to say, since Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a heaven to me. And amid her sorrows and its woes, 'tis heaven, my Jesus, here to know. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 'tis heaven. It's heaven just to know and really know, really know. Your sins are forgiven. So on land or sea, or in the air, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. You know, once heaven seemed such a far-off place, till my Jesus showed, actually showed, his smiling face. And now, since it's begun, within my soul, will last
Great Ethel Waters, Where Jesus Is, coming from the Gospel Gold Vault. We will be featuring more of her in 2024, along with a lot of other great artists of the past. I want to take this time to shout out, as they say, some of the people who have been so instrumental in supporting Gospel Gold this year. Reverend M.L. Taylor out of Raleigh, North Carolina, Jerome N. of Durham, North Carolina, Reverend C.I. Williams of Durham, North Carolina, Ruth Mitchell of Newark, New Jersey, Anna Jenkins of Newark, New Jersey, and my friend Reverend Carl Bass of East Orange, New Jersey. I wanted to shout you out. Thank you so very much for the great help that you have given us over this past season. I want to shout out Dr. William Rogers of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I also want to shout out Dr. Mary Lasseter of Milwaukee, Wisconsin as well. All of you have done such a wonderful job helping me, helping this program go forth during the 2023 season. So we thank God for you. Here is Slim and the Supreme Angels from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, If I'm Too High.
Yeah, if I'm too
Clearing some of the music out from our library. We're about to end our 2023 season, and we just wanted to go and play some of the music that we did not get a chance to play during the course of this past season. And of course, you know, as I said earlier, we will have our Christmas edition next Monday. So I'm going to continue my thank yous. Of course, I want to thank my family. I want to thank First Lady Rogers, my daughter, Shia Rogers, Sherry Harris. I want to thank all of you for being such great supporters of Gospel Gold this season. Reverend Thomas Blue of Atlanta, Georgia. Reverend Jerome Miller of Atlanta, Georgia. Faith That Lives Ministry. Oh, yes, I want to especially thank Faith That Lives Ministry, my ministry, who has supported us over this season. They've done a wonderful job. It does not cost much to produce this program, but we do want to cover the cost each month as we go forward with Gospel Gold. And we have been able to do that with your help. Those of you who would like to help, of course, you can do that through Cash App. It's just simply the $ Gospel Gold 22, Gospel Gold 22 on Cash App. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold if you choose to do so. As I said a few minutes ago, we will be doing our Christmas program next week. And I want to make sure that we understand as well that there can be no Christmas without Christ. There is no joy to the world without Christ. There is no silent night, holy night without Christ. There is no come all ye faithful without Christ. We're living in a time that we have so much and we know so little. We have the Word of God printed on the radio. We have heard on the radio. It's printed in our Bibles. It's printed on our computers. We even have a cell phone that we carry the Bible in. We have the Bible from the King James Version, the old King James Version, to the new versions or the NIV and all those other translations of the Bible. We have the Bible on video and cassette. We have the Bible on in our churches, in our homes. And so there's no reason why we should not know the reason for this season. So next week, Monday, we will be playing our Christmas edition. We want you to tell somebody about it so that we can enjoy this great time together as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Meliwo, o meliwo, ndi mozi
To invite you to stay in touch with Gospel Gold during our winter break. During the winter break, we do a segment on Gospel Gold called History Speaks. This segment, we do this every winter break. We speak to and interview people who are doing great work in African American community, teachers, lawyers, doctors, entertainers, athletes, musicians, preachers, people who are active in the social justice movement in our country. We take the time to speak to them and to let them speak to us insight of what they're coming from and what they're talking about and what they're doing. I think it's so important for us to do that. Some of the voices that we hear on television and on radio are not the voices that we should be listening to. And there are a lot of people out here who are educated and some uneducated, but they have great insight on what is going on in our world and how to better ourselves as a community. And I wanted to invite you to stay tuned to Gospel Gold during this winter break, because we're going to have a mixture of great people who are going to be speaking to us about the system and how we are working in this country and how we are moving as a people. It's very important as African Americans that we come together and we have these discussions. Some of those discussions are hard to hear, and some of them may embarrass you, but but it's important that we bring this to the forefront. So stay tuned to Gospel Gold, even during the winter break, during the months of January, February, and March, when we're not on with the music format. We will be coming on with the History Speaks format. It'll be on the same Facebook page as the Gospel Gold Facebook page. I'm going to start posting some of the ones that we have done earlier this year, probably next week on the Facebook page. And then in January, we will start the new History Speaks. So stay tuned to Gospel Gold, even during the winter break, so that you can hear the great discussions that we'll have during this winter break. Here's Travis Green. I like this young man. I know it's not traditional gospel, but I wanted to.
We're going to do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown. So patiently. And you waited for me, just for me. Oh, my shame. This amazing grace you've shown. So patiently. You've shown. So patiently. And
Well, beloved, our time is about up, and I thank you for yours. I hope you have enjoyed our show today. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so through email. Our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also leave your comments on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold through our Cash App. $GospelGold and the number 22. You can be a great supporter of Gospel Gold. So, until we see you next week, God bless you is our desire.